რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ლაბარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, გრძელდება ჩვენი პროგრამა მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბები. ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტი ისრაელში ჩავიდა გადამწყვეტი შეთანხმების მიღწევის მიზნით პალესტინელებსა და ისრაელს შორის. დონალდ ტრამპი აგრძელებს ახლო აღმოსავლეთში მოგზაურობას, ის მანამდე სტუმრობდა საუდის არაბეთს. თურქეთში იწყება სასამართლო პროცესი, რომელზეც განიხილავენ ლატრიელების მცდელობის მომწყობთა საურაუდო ლიდერების 200-ზე მეტი ადამიანის საქმეს. ამ და სხვა ამბებს ახლა უფრო დაწვრილებით გაგაცნობთ. ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტი დონალდ ტრამპი 22 მაისს ჩავიდა ისრაელში, სადაც იწყებს ორდღიან ვიზიტს. ტრამპის მიზანია წინსვლა ისრაელებსა და პალესტინელებს შორის, როგორც თვითონ უწოდა, გადამწყვეტი მორიგების მიღწევის საქმეში. ტრამპი ცალ-ცალკე შეხვდება ისრაელის პრემიერ-მინისტრს ბენიამინ ნეტანიაჰუს და პალესტინელთა ავტონომიის ლიდერს მაჰმუდ აბას, რათა ახალი იმპულსი მისცეს სამშვიდობო მოლაპარაკებას, რომელიც 2014 წლის შემდეგ ჩიხშია. ამის ფონზე ტრამპის მშევლებმა განაცხადეს, რომ დიდ გარღვევას ამ ვიზიტისგან არ უნდა მოველოდოთ, რომ ეს ვიზიტი უფრო სიმბოლური ხასიათისაა. ისრაელის გაზეთ ჰაიომისთვის მიცემულ ინტერვიუში შეერთებული შტატების ელჩი ისრაელში დევიდ ფრიდმანი აცხადებს, რომ ტრამპის მიზანი ახლა უბრალოდ დაწყება დისკუსიისა, რომელიც იმედია მშვიდობამდე მიგვიყვანსო. თურქეთში იწყება სასამართლო პროცესი, რომელზეც განიხილავენ გადატრიალების მცდელობის მომწყობთა სავარაუდო ლიდერების 220 ეჭვმიტანილის მიმართ წაყენებული ბრალდებების განხილვას. პრეზიდენტის რეჯეპ ტაიპ ერდოანის წინააღმდეგ პუჩის მცდელობა მოხდა შარშან ივლისში. პროცესი, რომელიც 22 მაისს დაიწყო ანკარაში, ასამართლებს სხვათა შორის 26 ყოფილ გენერალს. ერდოანის მთავრობა აცხადებს, რომ პუჩის მცდელობის უკან იდგა შეერთებულ შტატებში მცხოვრები სასულიერო პირი ფეთულა გულენი, რომელიც თვითონ კატეგორიულად უარყოფს ასეთ ბრალდებას. გულენი ერთ-ერთია ამ სიაში, რომელსაც შეტანილ პირებსაც დღეს ასამართლებენ. შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტი დონალდ ტრამპი გამოვიდა მოწოდებით, რათა ახლო აღმოსავლეთში შეიქმნას სახელმწიფოთა კოალიცია, რომლის მიზანიც ექსტრემიზმის აღმოფხვრა იქნება. არაბულ-ისლამური სამყაროს სამიტზე რიადში სიტყვით გამოსვლის დროს დონალდ ტრამპმა განაცხადა, რომ შეერთებული შტატები არ აპირებს სხვა ქვეყნებს მოახვიოს თავისი ცხოვრების წესი. მან პირობა დადო, რომ ვაშინგტონი გააძლიერებს ძველ მეგობრებს და შეიძენს ახალ პარტნიორებს მშვიდობისთვის ბრძოლის საქმეში. განაცხადა ტრამპმა 21 მაისს საუდის არაბეთში შეხვედრაზე, რომელსაც რეგიონის 50 ლიდერი ესწრება. ირანის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრმა მოჰამად ჯავად ზარიფმა გააკრიტიკა ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტის დონალდ ტრამპის და საუდის არაბეთი იმის მათი შეთანხმების გამო იარაღისა და ინვესტიციების სფეროში. ზარიფმა გამოთქვა მოსაზრება, რომ არაბულ სახელმწიფოთა პოლიტიკის ბრალია 11 სექტემბრის თავდასხმა ამერიკის შეერთებულ შტატებში. ზარიფი გამოვიდა ამ კრიტიკით რამდენიმე საათის შემდეგ მას მერე, რაც დონალდ ტრამპმა ირანი გამოაცხადა ერთ-ერთ მთავარ დამფინანსებლად ისლამური დაჯგუფებებისა. გავრცელდა ინფორმაცია პაკისტანიდან, რომ ამ ქვეყანაში გზაზე დამონტაჟებულმა ბომბმა 5 ადამიანი შეიწირა. გავრცელებული ცნობით, მათ შორის ერთი ჯარისკაცია. ინციდენტი მოხდა ავღანეთის საზღვართან ხიბერის რეგიონში. გამოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება რადიო თავისუფლების პრაღის სტუდიიდან. ახალი ამბები გაგაცნოთ ოქროპირ რუხაძემ. ლაბარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
This week's Soul Lounge shines the spotlight on three girls from Atlanta who, through determination, hard work, talent, and a whole lot of luck, became the top-selling American girl group of all time. This is the story of Tion, Lisa, and Crystal, better known as TLC.
Friendly, so to speak, hypothetically say, I supply creativity.
The year was 1990. Hip-hop and New Jack Swing were dominating the airwaves. So were the men. Atlanta-based producer Ian Burke wanted to change that. So he got together with one of his clients, a young girl named Crystal Jones, to form a girl group. They were looking for three girls who embodied the qualities that every man wanted in a girlfriend and every girl wanted in a best friend, someone who was crazy, sexy, and cool. After searching for months, they found who they were looking for. A young woman originally from a small town in the Midwest and another from Philadelphia, both living in Atlanta and both with dreams of becoming recording stars. Tion T-Boz Watkins and Lisa Left Eye Lopez joined Crystal, also known as Chili, to form TLC. Within a year of forming, they managed to secure an audition with singer-turned-music executive Perry Reed. She was so impressed with the trio, she immediately signed them to her newly formed management and production company, Pebbletone. Perry, Pebbles, as most people called her, was married to Antonio L.A. Reed, the co-founder of LaFace Records and the dawn of the Atlantic music scene. She brought the girls to audition from him, and that was the beginning of their meteoric rise to success, a journey that was not without its challenges, but we'll get to that later. In 1992, their debut album, Ooh, on the TLC tip, was released. To say the album was a success is an understatement. TLC became pop culture icons. Their message of female empowerment resonated with audiences who helped the album sell over 4 million copies. Within the year, TLC scored 3 top 10 hits. What About Your Friends, which we heard earlier, and the songs you're about to hear, starting with this next cut. Here's TLC with Ain't Too Proud to Beg on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
Yeah.
We are shining the spotlight on TLC, the trio from Atlanta, who in their 20 years of recording has the distinction of being the only female group to go diamond, as in 10 million records sold in the U.S. Add the rest of the world, and that total rises to 75 million, thanks in large part to their signature sound, a slight variation of New Jack Swing mixed with hip-hop and delivered in T-Boz's distinct voice, sprinkled with Chili's soprano, and topped off with Lisa Left Eye Lopez's quirky yet insightful raps. TLC's road to success was a bumpy one. They encountered their first obstacle while on tour with MC Hammer. That's when T-Boz's battle with sickle cell anemia became public. She managed to keep it from the group, that was until she was forced to be hospitalized due to complications from the condition. Chili and Left Eye stayed by her side in the hospital until she recovered. The second, that would be in 1994 when Lisa Left Eye Lopez was arrested for setting fire to her boyfriend, football player Andre Rison's home after a fight. Lisa admitted to being intoxicated at the time, and it turns out she was in the midst of a battle with alcoholism. Chili and T-Boz, who learned of the arrest from television news reports, supported her throughout the ordeal, which happened to take place during the time they were in the studio recording their second album. Speaking of their second album, TLC enlisted the help of Atlanta's heavy hitters for the project. Babyface, Dallas Austin, Jermaine Dupri, and Sean Puffy Combs were among the producers who came together to create an album Rolling Stone magazine lists among the top 500 albums of all time. Crazy, Sexy, Cool won 2 Grammys that year, and Billboard crowned TLC Artist of the Year at the 96th Billboard Awards. This next single, produced by Organized Noise, the collective responsible for bringing us Outkast, is often considered their signature song. Here's TLC with Waterfalls inside the Soul Lounge.
We'll be right back. many storms I've come and gone, leaving a trace. I'm not one God-given race. Is it because my life is in shades of gray? I pray all sin fade away, seldom praise him for the 7 days. And like his promise is true, only my faith can undo the many chances I blew to bring my life to a new clear blue and unconditional. Skies have dried the tears from my eyes, no more lonely cries. My only bleeding hope is for the folk who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the pouring rain. Who's to blame for tuning again into your own vein? What a shame you're shooting aim for someone else's brain. You claim the insane and aim to stay in time for falling prey to crime. I say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me. Yeah.
We're celebrating the most successful girl group of all time, TLC, this week on the Soul Lounge Spotlight. Do you have a favorite TLC song? Well, let me know by tweeting me at VOA Lady DJ or sending me a message on Facebook. I'm at VOA Lady DJ, the number one. We'll be back with more Soul Lounge. Welcome back to the Soul Lounge Spotlight, featuring five-time Grammy Award-winning trio, TLC. By 1995, TLC had sold nearly 10 million albums, won 2 Grammys, 3 Billboard Music Awards, 4 MTV VMAs, and 3 Soul Train Music Awards. So imagine everyone's surprise when it was reported that the trio was filing for bankruptcy. Their financial troubles were a result of what they considered a less than favorable contract with Pebbytone. TLC had already fired Pebbles as their manager, but remained signed to her record label. And under their contract, they were responsible for repaying all costs associated with the manufacturing and promotion of their albums, as well as the money they were fronted for travel, lawyers, food, clothing, and other expenses. In the filing, TLC claimed to be $35 million in debt. Pebbytone and LaFace Records defended their position and accused the group of greed. The case was finally settled, and TLC renegotiated their contract. It would take almost 4 years for TLC to release their next album. In 1999, Fan Mail debuted at number 1 on the charts. Fans reached into their pockets and supported the group by purchasing over 6 million copies. Once again, despite all odds, TLC proved they were a force to be reckoned with. The first 2 singles went straight to number 1. Here's TLC with No Scrubs inside the Soul Lounge.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul. No, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mine. And no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. No, don't wanna nail.
so cute to me. Just a little bit skinny. Why do I look to all these things to keep you happy? Maybe get rid of you and then I'll get back to me.
Hey.
We are shining the Soul Lounge spotlight on TLC. And in 1999, the group seemed to be on top of the world, but there was trouble brewing. Left Eye was beginning to feel that her creativity was being stifled and would often express her discontent during interviews. In a letter published by Vibe magazine, Left Eye challenged her group mates to each release a solo album, and the winner would receive $1.5 million from LaFace Records. Well, T-Boz and Chili declined, but Left Eye went ahead and released her solo project called Supernova. It never made it to the stores in the U.S., but audiences in the U.K. seemed interested. In fact, the first single, The Block Party, became a top 20 single across the pond.
Corner and you stopped. Hey, yo, that's a party on the other block. We hit that
your name?
Lisa.
And where you from?
9th Street.
Where you going?
To the party.
Can I come?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, they about to get it on.
Music from Lisa Left Eye Lopez inside the Soul Lounge. This week we are talking and listening to music from TLC. By 2000, it was clear that the ladies needed a break, and so they took some time to focus on other projects and to be with their families. Lisa, who had become interested in holistic health and spirituality, took a trip to Honduras, where she would often go to relax and put herself under the care of legendary herbalist and naturopath Dr. Sebi. In 2002, during one of these trips, April 25th to be exact, while in Honduras, Lisa Left Eye Lopez was killed in a car crash. As it happens, Lisa hired a camera crew to follow her on this particular journey. The footage was released as a VH1 rock doc called The Last Days of Left Eye. As a way of dealing with their grief, T-Boz and Chili went back into the studio to complete their fourth album. They called Missy Elliott, Raphael Sadiq, Timbaland, and the Neptunes to help them craft an album that would pay tribute to their fallen sister. 3D includes vocals recorded by Lisa Left Eye Lopez before her death and several songs about her. The album was a moderate success. It sold 2 million copies in the U.S., and this next song, the album's first single, climbed to the top 30. Here's Girl Talk from TLC inside the Soul Lounge.
Cause I told my homegirl that it was packing. Told the truth, so I really don't give a damn that I spilled the beans on this little show stand. Oh, some of y'all be fooling us. Big feet, big hands, just plain big. But sex ain't worth a damn. We women wanna know these things. If y'all got the vibe and not the swag. If you don't want the girl to talk, you don't want your feelings hurt. Cause if you don't, that girl's just gonna go spreading the word.
That will straight up go to your business. So if you're gonna come, you better come with it. If you ain't swinging, just put your tongue in it.
Oh.
Some of y'all be killing me, thinking you got powers like Austin, but you're more like Mini-Me. And when you finally get your blood flowing, it be looking like a pinky with a glove on it.
If you don't want the girl to talk, and you don't want your feelings hurt, cause if you don't, that girl's just gonna go spreading.
Yeah.
you feeling like my sexual tame can make you happy, you'll remember me. Left eye, TLC, you got to lick it before you stick it. And that's just me. I be killing them with the Gucci fits and kicks. And you be hurting my ears with them lines, so switch and get up. You approach your game's a joke. Co-signing from the sidelines, trying to poke. I'm bigger than that, you're small talk, face the fact. You wanna rock the boat a little, well, earn your pass. And it's the last call for alcohol. Me at the bar, me and my girls doing it big. We pop star, yeah.
All cut out there. That's all about
yes,
you.
Yes, we do.
Everything yeah. about you. Cause girls are talking like girls are talking yeah. Girls talk about who to who to who. About the who yeah, girl is hanging to yeah. Didn't think nobody knew. Because the girls are talking. The girls are talking yeah. Ooh, ooh. Yeah. So we'll get you all cut
yeah.
out
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
That's all about
the
you.
The girls are talking yeah.
Everything
yeah.
about
yeah.
you. What
the girls are talking
yeah.
The girls are talking.
In 2015, TLC announced plans to release their fifth and final album. They launched a Kickstarter campaign to help fund the project, and Katy Perry, Justin Timberlake, along with Bette Midler, were among the fans to donate to the cause. TLC raised $400,000 and are preparing for a 2017 release. Rather than replace Lisa or include more previously unreleased vocals, TLC will release this album as a duo. Despite all of the challenges and tragedies, TLC rose to prominence as one of the most successful groups of their time. Their legacy is cemented in the world of popular music and culture. And for true diehard fans, Tion, Lisa, and Crystal will always be as crazy, as sexy, and as cool as they come. Thank you again for joining me on The Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ, and I will be back next week with another story of another artist with soul. Until then, make sure you take care of yourselves and, most importantly, each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
გაშეცდომები დაუშვა სამხედრო სტრუქტურამ რუსეთ-საქართველოს ომის დროს.
იყო ესეთი პრეცედენტები, როდესაც RPG-7-ის გათვლა იყო დანიშნული მეტყამქვევის ან სროლის თანამდებობაზე. ეს რა თქმა უნდა არის რესურსების ტყუილი ხარჯვაც.
უსაფრთხოებისა და თავდაცვის საკითხები ფართო სპექტრით, კობალი კლიკაძის საავტორო გადაცემაში დაბრკოლების ზოლი. უსმინეთ ყოველ ოთხშაბათს 19 საათზე სიხშირეზე FM 107.4. რადიო თავისუფლება.